As President Trump continues his trip to Asia, Republicans in Washington are continuing their push for tax cuts. The House could vote on its plan as soon as next week. Joining us now is Congressman Ralph Abraham, a Republican from Louisiana. Congressman, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And before we get to tax cuts, I do want to ask you about something that happened on President Trump's visit to China. Today, he called the U.S.-China trade one-sided and unfair, but he said this.
I don't blame China. After all, who can blame a country for being able to take advantage of another country for the benefit of its citizens? I give China great credit.
A big change from what he said on the campaign trail last year. Here he is.
We can't continue to allow China to rape our country, and that's what they're doing. It's the greatest theft in the history of the world.
So, Congressman, which view of China is right in your view?
Well, I think both of them, and if you listen to the president's campaign speech, he said that we can't allow China, meaning America can't. China, if you've read Trump's book, The Art and the Deal, which I think most Americans probably have by now, this is what he says, is that you come to the table and you have to do what is best for either your business, or certainly now in President Trump's world, what is best for America. So, when you come to these trade, these certainly with a country as large as China, this is a multi, not only billion, but a $1 trillion deal over a period of years. And why wouldn't their leaders do what's best for their citizenry, as President Trump will hopefully, and I think he will, do what's best for America? So I don't think those are two opposing statements. I think they're right in line with each other.
So you don't think he should have had a little bit of tougher language today with China while he's there, saying, you know, you've been raping our country, as he said in the past?
I think that's a term that, he's not going to use, certainly, when he's looking and across the table from the leader of the Chinese people. But what he is saying is that, look, China's leaders did what they were supposed to do for their country and to make their economic situation better. But he will tell them that he's going to do what's best for America. And somewhere in between there lies the deal, so to speak. I am very confident that this president will come away from China with a deal, or certainly with a framework for a deal, that's going to be much, much better for the American citizens.
All right, let's talk about tax cuts. The Fitch Credit Rating Agency says that the bill that is going through the House right now would balloon the budget deficit and give only a temporary boost to the economy. Are you concerned about that? Because others have said that as well. This is going to add $1.5 trillion to the deficit.
Well, if that does turn out to be a true statement, well, certainly as Congress, we have to be concerned about that. But, and it is a big but here, we have, in the last week, had over 100 amendments that will be debated next week on this bill. But if you look at the bill of doubling the standard deductions, giving enhanced child tax credit for those that are fortunate enough to be able to put some 401 contributions, it maintains that contribution, that deduction. The small business rate, which is most of America, what we call pass-through entities, will receive a lower rate, down to 25%.
Some people see that, by the way, as a big loophole that people are going to be able to just take advantage of to pay less taxes.
Well, no. I mean, it's what we have now, unfortunately, but that if you're a small business person now, the way the tax code is, it's 7,300 pages. You have to have CPAs, you have to have tax attorneys, and this bill is going to simplify that. And then let's move to the corporate rate, down to 20%. Now, I will give you that this tax bill does depend on the growth of the economy being above 3%. As we've seen in the last three quarters, that has happened.
Well, should there be something written into this tax bill that says that if the growth rate doesn't improve, that the tax cuts go away because they're not doing what they are promising to do?
Oh, I think you cannot do that with this bill, because all that does would lead just major chaos to the bill and uncertainty for businesses, and not only for the corporate businesses, the big guys, but also for the mom-and-pop businesses that are our biggest employer in America. So I don't think you write this into the tax bill because this is a good tax bill. And once it comes to fruition, which my prediction, it will be passed in the House next week, passed in the Senate in a couple of weeks, and hopefully be on the president's desk by Christmas, people will see, starting their January paychecks, they're going to see benefits from this. And when they file on that April 15th date, the average mom and pop that are living right now from paycheck to paycheck, they're going to see a little bit more in their bank account.
That's Congressman Ralph Abraham of Louisiana. Congressman, thank you.
All right, thanks, guys. You'll have a great day.